The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Gimel. Today's daf is being studied. L'Anu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Terechenu Began Eden. Amen. V'fuat Shelema Yosef Ben Sarah V'Sarah Bat Rachel Shaul Gabriel Chai Ben Sarah Shlomo Ben Miriam. Moshe ben Dina, Enna refana lahem, Enna refana lahem, Enna refana lahem for the nefesh, Urfuat aguf for a tam kurubada bo. Vechen yirasom v'nomar amen. We begin today's daf of Mem Bet Amud Bet, and we're starting from three lines on the bottom. Dinu Mishnah, Hamudara na'am havero. A person made a neder against his friend that he's not going to allow his friend to have any hana'ah from him. Uven is the madir. He's the one that's making the neder. Shimon is the mudar. That means he's the one that is not allowed to have hana'ah. Reuven is banning any hana'ah that he's going to give to Shimon. Cannot give hana'ah to Shimon. Hamudar hana'ah b'chavero lo yesh'ilenu. So right away, what is lo yesh'ilenu? He should not lend him things. So Ran says, mudar lemadir. That means Shimon cannot lend anything to Reuven. The question is, why not? And the ned is going the other way. Reuven is saying that he cannot be mehaneh Shimon. But it's not Shimon that cannot have... Shimon is allowed to be mehaneh Reuven, so why can't Shimon lend something to Reuven? So the Gemara is going to answer that question. But it says, lo yesh'ilenu velo yish'al mimen. That I understand. Reuven would not be allowed... or Shimon would not be allowed to borrow something from Reuven because he's having a hana'ah. As the Ran says, lo yishal v'ru mudar mimadir. Deha mitane mine. Good. Lo yalvenu, same case. Shimon cannot lend money. Whenever you see halva'ah, halva'ah is by money. Whenever you see she'elah, she'elah is lending vessels. Both lending, one is monetary and one is with kelim. So it says, lo yelvenu, Shimon should not lend Reuven. Again, we don't know why. Velo yelven mimenu. Now we understand. Shimon cannot borrow from Reuven because he is having hana'ah. Velo yimkor lo. Shimon cannot sell to Reuven. Velo yikach mimenu. And he cannot buy. That I understand why he cannot buy. Because if someone's buying from Reuven, he's getting a hana'ah from Reuven. Why can't he sell? It's the reverse. Reuven's getting the hana'ah, not Shimon. So therefore, we have three cases, basically. And now, Mishnah, we understand three out of the six cases. Comes the Gemara and says, Bishlama lo yelvenu. I understand. Now, right away, before we get confused with the text of the Gemara, we're going to read the text of the Ran. That's the text that makes the most sense. Look at the Ran, the highlighted words, top line. Bishtama lo yelve mimenu. I understand what it means in the Mishnah. Lo yelve mimenu. Velo yikach mimenu. Velo yish'al mimenu. All those cases that when Shimon is having the hana'ah, right? He's the one that's borrowing money from Reuven, or he's the one that's buying something from Reuven, or borrowing, items. Good. Kilomar. Mudar mimadir. That's Shimon from Reuven. Deka mitane mine. Because Shimon is having hana'ah from it. Umishumaache asur. Ela lo yesh'ilenu velo yelvenu velo yimkor lo. Maika mitane mine. But why can't Shimon lend money to Reuven? Reuven's getting the hana'ah. The neder was not made in that direction. So Charash Shimon should be allowed to do all these things too. Reuven, that's the Gemara's basic question. So the Gemara says, second line, Ma'ikam min hanele. So you really got to go all the way. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Right? That's where this text continues. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina. Two answers we have to this question. Kegon shenadru hana'ah zemizeh. Okay, simple answer. It's both ways. The neder was made. Reuven cannot have hana'ah. He's not going to give any hana'ah to Shimon, and Shimon is not going to receive any hana'ah from Reuven. So therefore, since it was made both ways, now you understand why he can't lend him and he can't lend him. Because bottom line, they're both mudarana'a from each other. Okay, simple answer. Look at the Ran. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hananiah, ki hot shenadru hana'azeh mizeh, v'chitim emken maika mashma'alan. Now you might ask yourself a question, then it's pashut. At this point, on the bet in Masechet Nedarim, you have to tell me that if two people are mudarana'a from each other, they both cannot have hana'a from each other? So the Ran says that it is satam like Rabbi Eliezer damar vitur asur b'mudar hana'a. Remember, we learned the shita of Rabbi Eliezer called vitur. Vitur is something that might not be considered really a hana'a. For example, there's a case where a person, let's say, goes to the fruit store and he pays a certain amount of money for a certain amount of fruit. The fruit man puts a couple of extra apples in the bag. That's called vitur, meaning that's not considered really too much of a hana'a, because you see, people don't care about that such a thing. For example, walking in somebody's field, did he set that again? That's considered, people don't care about that. So there's a whole question, items that a person is mevatir means he forgoes. Do we consider that a hana'a or not when it comes to nedarim? Because you might think to be a hana'a, it's got to be something that the Madir also considers it a hana'a. But if the Madir says that, this is nothing, I don't have a value on this. Like the extra apple that they throw into the bag. That's nobody cares about that. Everybody does that. Or walking in my backyard. That's not considered a hana'a. So things that a person would forego, the Bili Ezer holds, vitur is asur b'mudar hana'a. Even though the value is very minimal and the hana'a is very small, still, if you made a neder against somebody, vitur is asur. So these items you might have thought do not apply, which means you're lending the guy money, which means lending him a dollar. You say, okay, who cares about that? You know, nobody puts a inyan of hana'a on that item, or lending him a vessel to use. You know, might not consider that something that's so strong. So the hadush of the Mishnah is that when people make nedarim against each other, even these things that maybe some people would be mevater on, wouldn't care, still they're going to be asur. So the hadush is aliba, that it be Eliezer, that holds that vitur b'mudar hana'a is going to be asur. Okay, so that's to create some sort of hadush in this Mishnah, that even minimal hana'ot, that's learned like that, even minimal hana'ot are going to be asur b'mudar hana'a. Next answer. Abaye Amar, Abaye said, Gizira l'sh'ol mishum lehash'il. V'chin b'chullihu gizira. This answer says no. You're right, it's only one way. Reuven says, I'm not going to give hana'av to Shimon. So technically, Reuven is not allowed to lend him anything, not money, not kelim. But what? We made a gizira that Shimon is not going to be allowed to be Mehaneh Reuven, Atu Reuven giving an Atu Shimon. Made a Gezerah. Right? Don't lend because you might come to borrow. Exactly. And therefore, you're right. Three of them are Minhadin, three of the laws, and three of them are Atu cases. So now, the Ran over here has a few questions. The Ran says, okay, hold on. Once you tell me this is a new type of Gezerah here, by the way. This Gezerah, now you have to square it off with many other statements in Masechet Nedarim. You're going to tell me, any time now one person makes a neder against his friend, automatically it goes both ways because of Gezerah? I mean, that's what you have to start analyzing. So the Ran starts going to different cases. So he writes, there was one case, for example, where he brings down on Daf Lamed Aleph, where we didn't say that it's Asur both ways. So he wanted to answer that case over there on Lamed Aleph that he asked from, was talking about where a guy made a neder from Kol Yisrael. I'm not gonna give Hana'a, which means I don't want Kol Yisrael to have Hana'a from me. So we said in that case over there, they're allowed to have Hana'a from him, but he cannot have Hana'a, which means they're allowed to give him Hana'a, but he cannot have an af. What do you mean? I thought it goes both ways. So he brings out from the Rambam that once said over there, rabbis could not make this gezerah. Because if you're going to say an af both ways, you're going to force this guy, the only place he's going to be able to get his an af is from the goyim. And that's already not feasible to tell the guy. So the rabbis didn't always put this gezerah in every single case, in this case, it's two guys. Okay, so for two guys, you're allowed to ban them to each other. But you're not going to ban a guy now. Kol Yisrael, he cannot do any business either way. Then already you're putting the guy in a position. So that's the way he answers that. Then he has another question towards the end of the Ran. Vim tomar va'afilu mudar anam mechaveru bilvad. Then he brings another case on coming up on Daf Mem Zayin where it was two guys. Mudar anam, it's two guys. One guy, he makes an you cannot have an af from me. Harini alecha harim. Hamudar asur. Masu aval madir lo v'amai. Have a limit ishtem asurim b'shum gezera. What do you do with that case over there where it's just two people and the Gemara says only one way? Yes, so about the Daf Kushayah, meaning the first white line in the Ran. Dechi gazin hachani midi behani bilchu detanya b'manitin delo mashmalu le'inche delitziru b'mudar ana'a. The only cases over here, we will say it both ways, is these type of situations where people don't really connect that these things should be asu b'mudar ana'a. Like I told you, things that people might say, I can't lend them money, what's the difference? I'm getting it back. What's I can't lend them my lawnmower, what's the difference? Things that people might not calibrate that are asur, then we're going to make a gezerah. That if I let Shimon give it to Reuven, Reuven might give it to Shimon. Well, it's going to be asur. However, in the case, v'yavid la'mudan le'madir, atira le'mishkal le'hu me'madir. Al-bahana'a gemura, kachilat pirot. Over there was, for example, they made hana'a, I'm not going to eat pirot. There it's an actual hana'a, tangible, you feel it. See, these hana'ot over here, it's hana'a, don't get me wrong, but it's not a physical, tangible hana'a. You're giving the guy money, you're giving the guy keli and things like that. So here, it's more gizera'a, because if I let it go this way, people are leaning to go the other way. But over there, we're talking about a case, you cannot be mahanemi, for example, I cannot give you pirot to eat. Okay, so nobody's going to make a mistake that when I'm madir somebody, I will send somebody to having hana'a, nobody's going to make a mistake that I can give him perot to eat. Everybody understands that eating perot is considered a hana'a. So in places where it's obvious, I only have to make the gezerah one way. So the Ran's really now splitting hairs. He's telling you, it depends on what the cases are, where you're going to go both ways. The only cases of our Mishnah, and it depends how many people you were saying it to. Okay, so basically those are the two answers of our Mishnah. Comes the next Mishnah, Amar lo. Guy comes along to his friend. No neder yet. This guy's time comes to his friend. Hashilini paratcha. Do me a favor, could you lend me your cow? Amar lo in a pinuya. He says it's not available. Amar, so the guy got angry. He says, Kunam sadai, I'm banning my field. Sha'ani horesh bal de'olam. I'm never going to use that cow. He got upset at his friend. You know, that cow, I'm never going to use it for my field again. I don't want to borrow anything from you, like he's saying. Got that angry from him. I'm not taking that cow. Even when it's available, I'm not using that cow. Le'olam. Now, if let's say the guy that made the neder, he was like a farmer himself, but he used to plow, who asur v'chol adam mutarim? Well, then he bans himself. He will never be able to use that cow, but other people will be. However, v'im en darko lachrosh, but if let's say he himself does not plow, hu v'chol adam asurim, then everybody's going to be asur. Because if he doesn't plow, so when he just said that this cow is forbidden, he didn't mean per se to himself, he meant to the field. I mean, this field can never have an eye, because he himself doesn't plow at all. Then already the cow cannot be used for the field, not by him and not by anybody else. Again, if he's the plower himself, so when he says, I'm not going to have any hana'a from this cow, means he himself, because he's the plower. But anybody else can. Right, if someone takes the cow and plow the field, no problem. But when he himself doesn't plow at all, so what did he mean? Whoever plowed. This field over here cannot have any hana'a from this cow, then everybody's asur. Next case. Hamudar hana'a mahavero. Okay, Reuven is Madira's friend. Listen, I'm not giving you any hana'a. You cannot have hana'a from me. Right, Reuven tells Shimon, you cannot have any hana'a from me, mudar. Again, Shimon is the mudar, Reuven is the madir. But that is the one that is forbidden. What happened? Now Shimon has nothing to eat. Reuven feels bad. He made a neder against him. The guy's starving. So he's got to figure out a way. How am I going to get Shimon food without breaking my neder? So it says, Holech etz lahinvani. He goes to the storekeeper, to the shop, to the to the supermarket where there's food. Ve'omer, and he says like this to the supermarket guy. Ish peloni mudar memeni hana'a. The Uven tells the clerk, listen, this guy Shimon, he's not allowed to have hana'a from me. Ve'ini yodeya ma'aseh. I don't know what to do. He needs food. Ve'hu noten lo. So the henvani gives Shimon food. Uba ve'noten mizeh. And then the henvani is able to go collect the money from the Uven. Which means he puts it on the Uven's bill. The Gemara says that's permissible. If the henvani gives it to him and just charges the Uven, that's okay. Similarly, haya beto libnot, gidro ligdor, sadeu liksor. Shimon needs to build his house or to fix his fence, the gedir, or let's say to cut his field, cut the wheat in the field, sadeu liksor. But what? Reuven made a nedir. I cannot give any hana'ah. Shimon cannot have any hana'ah from me. But I feels bad. He needs help. So what does he do? So the Uven is able to go to the workers. Ve'omer, and he tells the workers, Ish peloni mudar memeni hana'ah. So listen, this guy Shimon, I'm not allowed to give him hana'ah because I made an edit against him. Ve'ni yodeh ma'aseh. I don't know what to do. The guy needs help. Ve'hen osin emo. They're able to go build the house, fix the fence, cut the lawn. Uba'in ve'notin sakar mizeh. And why didn't they go back to the Uven and get paid? Hayu malchin baderich. Let's say they were walking on the road together. Ve'en lo mayuchal. Now he doesn't have an option to go to the henvani. There's two guys, the Uven and Shimon walking alone. Shimon starving. The Uven made an edit against Shimon. So now what are they going to do? It says, noten le'echad le'shum matana ve'ala mutarba. What he's able to do, if there's another guy there, let the Uven give the food to a third party as a matana. It's yours. Now that third party will give it to Shimon as a food, as long as it doesn't go directly from the Uven. Now, in en amahem aher, but let's say there's nobody else there, just the Uven and Shimon mamash, there's not even a third guy. How does he get that food to him? Maniyah ala sela. Let him put the food on a rock, or ala gedir, or on a fence. Ve'omer, harein mufkarim lechol mishi yahpots. Make it hefker. Hefker, now it's not coming from me, it's coming from the hefker. It's coming from ownerless property. Ve'ala notel. And now this guy takes it and eats it. The Rabbi Yosef says, even that's asur. Making hefker, no good. Now we have to see why it should be asur. It's not coming from me. I put it on the ground. Anybody who's hungry, go take it. But what? Still asur. All right, then we have to see why. Let's go read the Ran now. Let's read the Ran on the Mishnah very quickly. Start see Matnitin, Ran. Kunam sadeh shani choresh ba'al le'olam. Shoel amar kach lechaberu mitoch shekas alav sura tzadash ilolo. The guy didn't want to lend him his cow. You know what? That cow, I'm not going to use that cow forever. He made a neder against his friend. If he himself plows, he's forbidden, but everybody else is mutar. Shekman shu choresh imem mashmaut teshchono ela harishato belvad. Sounds like he's only banning himself. V'im ender kol amar, but if he doesn't plow himself, who v'chol adam asurim? Then everybody's asur. Why? Shelo nitkaven laharishato. He didn't intend to his own plowing, given Shendar Kolachrosh, because he doesn't plow himself. Ela shelo yene b'harishata. I don't want to have any benefit from the plowing of this cow. Echeven, mishumachi, who v'chol adam asurim lachrosh b'shvilo, kedesh shelo yene b'harishata. So he has no hana'aro from the harishah. Odech etzachemani aragir etzlo. Now, what do we say in this case over here? The Uven can go to the Hanvani and say, do me a favor, someone's very hungry. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So Hanvani can give him food and charge the bill of Reuven. The Mutaka Mashma, what's the tradition to this case? That's the point. Even though Reuven goes to this Hanvani normally to buy stuff, Umakifo Tadir and gives him credit, that's the point. You might have thought that the shopkeeper is now acting as Reuven's agent. If he's acting as his agent, it's Asur. Because it's like he's telling him, listen, you know, they're friends. He gives them credit always. To be fair, be my agent. Go give the Shimon food. If that's the case, then he's mamash being man there. V'kot sheken sheim lo amal le'adam miyuchad ela damar kol azan eno mafsid shari. All the more so, if the Uven would just come along in the street and scream, whoever feeds Shimon, lo yafsid. That's certainly okay. The Hadush is even a shopkeeper. He knows the guy, and he does him favors. So you might have thought that he's working as an agent. Kamash, well, no. So long as he just tells the guy, I don't know what to do, and you got to help me out. And he doesn't, even though he charges him, it's okay. Now, the Hanbali is allowed to come and get paid. Im ratzah kamar. If he wants to, he doesn't have to. So that don't think that's part of the halakha that the Hanbali has to get paid. The Omar, the Afagav, the Lebesof, no tell me ze, the Hadush, even though the Hanbali is going to get paid, Vedatayu Bach, Ilav, Shlechutayu, Kavi Deloavi, Shaliah Elo Beomer, Kola Shomeya Koli Yazun. The only time it's considered a Shaliah if he does it in a more direct way. For example, if he says, whoever hears me, please support Shimon. That's already, you're saying it in a very, you're talking to one guy. How far could you scream? So you're talking to a very close area. Whoever hears me, meaning you refer to one guy, please go give Shimon food. Here, he didn't tell give Shimon food. He just said, listen, I have a problem. I don't know what to do. And the guy went on his own. That's okay. Kirita ben Madir. Okay. Comes the, yes, then, no, you know, it says, imratza kamar. If he wants to, doesn't have to pay him back. It says, ubav and otel mize imratza. Then he says it, veleka le memar, dechi kitari ubav and otel mize medina kamar. Don't think it means that he has to pay him back. I have a dechi, but some have the gersa, di'i. Di'i mehayiv de shtume al mashlichote ka'avid. Umahane le ve'asur. Right, because if you're going to say he has to pay back, that would be shlichut. Understand? Yeah. If he has to pay back, then already would be no good. So he's saying, if he wants to pay him back, he has a right to, but you can't mandate that he has to, because then already, it's as if he was his agent, and it was going to be Asur. Next case, Bayit Libnot. Next case of the Mishnah, right? The guy needs to build a house, Shimon. Lozu Avzu Ketari, but it says, the Tzurk Mitzurot Sharif, the Tzurk Mitzurot Afilu, the Tzurk Binyan Beto Etiru. Right, the second case is a big Kedush. Not only when it came to food, they were lenient to do this business to get him the food. I can say food, he needs food. Even in a not such a necessity item, to build his house, even so, we let the Uvin do this business to go to the workers and say, listen, he needs a house, you know, I made an edit against him. Don't think we only did it by staple items like food, but even by buy it as well. Okay. So now let's go to the Gemara. We have to understand what the logic of the Biyose is. I mean, the Chavrad, when did Shimon walk in the street together, or alone? Shimon's hungry, needs food, the Reuven made a neder against him. So Hachamim make a lot of sense. Take the item, put it on the rock, that is Hefker, and that's it. You're not taking it from me, you're taking it from Hefker. What's the problem? I don't care who the original owner was. Now it's Hefker. The Reuven says it's Asur. Why should it be Asur? Why doesn't he agree with this concept called the Hefker? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, my time Rabbi Yose. What's the reason of Rabbi Yose? Kasavar. Hefker kematana. That the laws of Hefker work the same way as a gift. Ma matana ad atyam rishut noten rishut mekabel, af Hefker ad ateh rishut zoche. Which means, just like a gift, it doesn't leave the giver's possession until it goes into the receiver's possession. Right, guys, I want to give a gift. It's still your gift. Still your item. When does it leave your possession? When you give it to him. So too, when you make something hefker, it's your item until it gets to the hand of the receiver. And therefore, bottom line, it is coming from you still. And therefore, it's like you're giving him a hana'ah. See, we thought that when you guy makes something hefker, you're gone. The owner has nothing, he's relinquished. He has nothing to do with the hefetz anymore. The basis says, no, it doesn't work like that. When you make something hefker, you're still connected to the item. When does your attachment to the item go away? Once somebody else takes it. The bottom line, if you're still connected to the item and this other guy, Shimon, takes it, it's coming from Reuven. Therefore, it's going to be Asur. Hefker kematana. Look at Ran. And it's benefiting from him. That's why it's going to be Asur. That's why it's going to be Asur. Look at the Ran, first line. Ma matana ad atem mishut atem mishut mikabel. Shima marani utem matana azur leploni. Yachol lachzor bo atshegi li yashu mikabel. That's right. Let's say a guy comes over and says, I want to give this matana to so-and-so. He commits, I want to give this to so-and-so. Till he gives it, he can back out. I didn't give nothing yet. I just committed to give him a matana. I could still say, I don't want it. And I could keep the matana, I could keep the item for myself. Afifkir, ad atel reshut zoche, she'enu yotzim reshut ba'alim, ad shizke bo aher, v'i ba'el le'medar, matzei adar. Hilka kizaki be'mudar me'madir kamitane. Guy says, "That is hefker." I can come along and say, "Mevatel, I want to undo this hefker. I don't want anything. I can take it right back." Would you just take it back? Would you start hefker? I mean, I undid my hefker. Not that I was zochim in hefker. I'm still attached to the item. I still have a right to pull it back and undo the hefker until somebody else takes it. Once somebody else takes it, okay, but when somebody else takes it already, it's like coming from me. And therefore, the business is you're giving him a hana'a. That's the way he understands the concept of hefkerut. So comes to Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Abba. Rav Abba has a question. Vehala notel ve'ochel. In a similar case, it says what? Hala notel ve'ochel. Hakamim. Put the item on the rock, the food, make it hefker, and someone comes along and takes it and eats it. V'Rabbi Yoseh osir. Like Rabbi Yoseh said, asur. Am Rabbi Yoseh. So Rabbi Yoseh says, when do I say it's asur? Ematai bizman shenedro kodem lehefkero. What is it asur? Where the guy made, Reuven made the neder before hefker. Ematai bizman shenedro kodem lehefkero. When the guy made a neder before he made hefker. Reuven made a neder against Shimon, and then what? Then he made the item hefker. However, this is Rabbi Yosef talking. Aval, imaya hefkero kodem nedro. But if he made the item hefker first, and then he made the neder, hareze mutar. Now, the chaura, the way we're understanding Rabbi Yosef, what should be the difference? Bottom line, if you tell me hefker doesn't leave the possession of the one that was mefkir and somebody else takes it, what do I care what came first? If the neder came before the hefker or the hefker came before the neder? Bottom line, right now, I have a neder against Shimon. The item is hefker. Once he takes it, it's coming from Reuven. What's the difference? What the sequence of neder, hefker, hefker, neder? That shouldn't make a chiluk. If you're telling me the mechanics of the B.O.C. is that hefker does not leave the possession to the other guy, he takes it. Either way, he's giving him a hana'a. So the Gemara asked that question. If you tell me that what? That Reuven owns the hefker item till it gets to the reshut of the zoche, till Shimon, mali nidro kodem hefkero, mali hefkero kodem nidro. What's the difference? What the direction is? You understand? Rabbi Yosef himself made a chiluk in his isur. We didn't see that in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef said, "Bamed devarim amurim," that I'm telling you, it's asur, with a neder came first, and then he said, hefker. That type of item, we're going to say, Shimon, you can't take the food. But if he made the hefker first, then he made the neder, he can. Well, what's the difference? Bottom line, if you're going with mechanics that say, once you make something hefker, okay, when you made it hefker, that is a neder against Shimon, he cannot take it. Bottom line, he's taking it from Reuven, because it doesn't leave Reuven's possession until the guy's okay. So mali nidro vefkero efkero v'nidro. This chiluk is not going to work with the way you understood Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says, "Hu motiv la v'hu mishanela." He answered. What's the answer? Kol noder en da'ato alma shefkir. Whoever makes a neder against his friend, his da'at is not on stuff that he was mefkir. No answer. Look at the top ram. In a chiname, debatze adarbe didilehave. We're not changing that point, which means really, if the guy wants to retract, the Rabbi Yosef holds, you can retract on your hefkir, no problem. V'iyava asale le'oto davar shefkir beferush ayel nedro. And no problem. If a guy said, I'm osering Shimon from everything, including this item that I made hefker, no one argues. Of course, the guy Shimon cannot have any hana'a. Ela'a kainu tama mishum dechola osen nechasav setam en da'to alma shefkir. That's the point. Which means, when a guy's osed his items against somebody else, stam without specifying, you could fairly assume he's not including things that he made hefker. That wasn't part of his neder. Not the, in economy, really, the hefker works according to the Bishop, the way we explained it. It's by him until it goes to the next guy. That's the mechanics. But what? When you make a neder against your friend, if you didn't include a certain item in the neder, so it's not going to be assumed for him to take it. So therefore, if a person made a neder and then made the item hefker,
oh, suddenly the item's going to be Asur. Because at the time that he made the neder, the item was not a Hefker item. So therefore, that item was included in the neder. But if you made Hefker first, and then you made the neder, so when I'm making my neder, I didn't say Hefker already, my mom is never on that item. And therefore, she won't be able to take it. So therefore, that's the chiluk between if you made the neder first, or you made the Hefker first. Understand the chiluk? Comes the Gemara and says, question. Mativ Rava. Rava is a question. Now we're going to learn this question according to the Girsa of the Ran. Okay, this is Mahlokot over here to learn this next question between the Ran and the Tosafot. We're going to learn it Aliba to the Ran. So let's right away look at the Girsa of the Ran so we don't confuse ourselves. You see, Haki Garcia? Mativ Rava. Miksatan la Rishon. V'chulan l'sheni, sheni zacha l'shtabed barishon. Literal words, part to the first guy, fully to the second guy. The second guy owns everything, even the first guy. What are we talking about? Which guy? What first? What second? Ran. Ubaraitai betosefta debeba batra v'achi perusho. Mi sheyesh lo shnei avadim. The guy's two slaves. Okay? Venatan miksat nechasav larishon. Guy's giving his inheritance. He wants to give a, you know, gift, whatever you want to call it, to one of the slaves. So he gave part of his assets to slave number one. Veharkach natan lasheni. And then what does he do? He gives all his assets to slave number two. He gave part of his assets to slave number one, and all of his assets to slave number two. Lo kana rishon. The first slave does not kone anything. Why? De dilma begufe shayir. Giving him part of his assets. Who is one of the assets of the owner over here? The slave himself. And therefore, maybe when he gave him part of his assets, he was leaving out himself. And therefore, the eved is still an eved. And therefore, he cannot give me kone anything. Because we have a rule, ma shekana eved, kana rabo. And therefore, that means he's not freed. And if he's not free, he made no acquisition. V'kevan sha'atzmo lo kana, nechasim name lo kana. Da'avda dekane nechse, da'avda dekane nechseu. The eved himself is considered assets. And therefore, he wasn't kone anything. Aval sheni zacha ba'atzmo. But when I say to the second slave that he's going to be kone everything, everything means including himself, not only himself, he's even kone the first slave. So now the first slave becomes his. He didn't leave anything out. Look at the statement again now. Haki garsinan. Mativra miksatan darishon. Meaning, if he bequeathed partial assets to the first eved, v'chulan l'sheni, but then he bequeathed all his assets to the second one. Sheni zakah l'shtavid barishon. The sheni is zochen all the assets, including to now own the first slave. Understand how the mechanics work in this case? When I bequeath my stuff to the first eved, I partial. What does partial mean? Keep in mind, the eved is also an asset. So maybe when the guy said partial, he was excluding the eved himself. So if the Eved didn't acquire himself, he's still an Eved. So whatever else he acquired, he doesn't own. That goes right back to the owner. But to the second Eved, he said, you get everything. You get everything, meaning including yourself. That means you bought your freedom with that statement. Once he's free, he's got all the assets plus the first guy. Okay, good. That's the case. Now what in the world does that have to do with our case of the Darim? So the Ran finishes it off and says, you just gave me a rule according to the B.O.S.E. What was the rule? An item that a guy makes hefker, his mind is not on that item. Well, you say the same thing over here. Here already, he gave the items to the first Eved already. So now you're going to come along and say, you gave the item to the first Eved. You got rid of those items. Now you're going to tell me you're giving it to the second. What do we say? What he did to the first is nothing. All the stuff goes to the second. But you gave it up already. So here you see a different logic. That people do give up stuff, and then what? That they still will give it to somebody else. So the same thing when it comes to Hefker, you want to tell me what? That when a guy makes something Hefker, and then he made a neder against Shimon, let's say. His mind was not on the Hefker. He's not including that item. His mind's not on that item. Well, what are you talking about? The guy over here gave something, if not Hefker, but he gave it up to the first Eved, and still his mind's on it when it comes to the second guy. So stuff that you relinquished is still in your brain when it comes to the next transaction. So you see like an opposing sevara. Odpam. In Nidarim, we said what? The guy said Hefker. Hefker on this food. Shimon, you can't have an af from me. I wasn't including this item already. This item's Hefker. I wasn't, when I made that next transaction of the Neder, the Hefker is not included. That was the din that we just said in the Gemara. Is that so? In this case of the Eved, most of my property goes to the first guy. He gave it over to him. You gave it over to him. Now you come along and you say, okay, now I'm giving it to the second guy. So that stuff goes to the second guy. Wait, I thought your mind's not on that stuff that you gave over. And then you see what? Everything's in play at all times. So give it us away. Wait. Ela Amar Rava. So Rava comes along and readjusts the whole Sevara here. Hainu ta'amad Rabbi Yosef. New reason. You know why Rabbi Yosef says you can't put the stuff on the rock and make it ifkir? Gezera mishum matanat bet choron. New item. It's a gezera. Gezera because of the episode that took place at bet choron. Ela marava. Look at the run. Ta'amad Rabbi Yosef mishum matanat bet choron amar. What's that story of matanat bet choron? Umidina vaday afil Rabbi Yosef shari. Really, according to the law of Rabbi Yosef, it's be permissible. The mechi afkere, when a guy makes something efker, nafkale mirshute. He learns efker like everybody else learns efker. When you make the efker, it goes out of the possession, and technically Shimon can take it off the rock and eat it, mendina. And the keban da anan sahadeh. But since we know, de lo afkere ela kedeshi iske mudar, why is he making this efker? It's a tricky ifkid. He's not really making an ifkid. So he's making an ifkid so someone can take it. Isharinan le, if you can allow this ifkid to work, atel mishra filu hecha damar beferush. We're worried that the guy's going to say beferush, I'm being mafkir this guy to Shimon. Or mafkir this bread to Shimon. No, that's not ifkid anymore. Once you're going to start allowing this type of quasi ifkid to take place, we're worried that the ifkid is not going to be done the right way. Because what's his purpose of making? Does he really want to make this ifkir to everybody? He really doesn't want to make it ifkir to everybody. He really wants to get it to Shimon. So we're worried that the ifkir might not be done the right way. Uchmaaseh de bet choron, de tam befirkin l'kaman, ve'enan lefanecha ele kadeh shiyavo abba v'yochal imanu, shumachi davka benidro kodem nefkiro asur, tika lemegzar, v'hefkiro kodem nidro shari. Which means later on we're going to see the case of Bet Choron where there's a person where they were giving him matana, but it wasn't really a full fledged matana because he was trying to get it to one person, but he couldn't give it to that person. He had to give it to somebody else. He had to gift it to somebody else, but he really wasn't a gift because he knew he wanted it to go to the person that was asur. So we're worried about cases where we have intention problems. Oh, so it's a target, exactly. So therefore, in this case, it's not a problem if he makes the hefker first, then makes the neder. Because at the time that he made the hefker, there was no neder. So the hefker was a legitimate neder. There's no gezerah to make on such a case. When you make your neder first, then you make hefker, then everybody got to be concerned. Because now once the neder is in play, your hefker now is questionable. Now I'm worried that the hefker that you're doing is just to get it to Shimon. I'm worried you're not going to do it a full-fledged hefker. So really comes out at this point, at least in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef holds Hefker mechanically like everybody else. That what? When you make the item Hefker, you're relinquished, you got nothing to do with it, and therefore min hadin, even, exactly, according to Rabbi Yosef, you're walking with Shimon, Shimon has to eat, technically can make the item Hefker, put it on the rock, let him take it. Why can't you? The Hefker is not going to be done wholeheartedly, like the case of Bet Choron over there. And Dafka, where the Neder was in play, then you have to worry what the Hefker is following. But if the Hefker came first, So what should I worry about? Defkir? There's no nidid. He made defkir, regular defkir. And that's the way they're understanding.